I was talking to one of the family, Michaela. She told me, as she probably knows, it happened fairly early in the evening. You know, so I, obviously, it would seem that whoever's responsible was watching, watching the house or watching the occupants or seeing them leaving the house and took the opportunity to break into the house. As far as I know, they broke a window at the rear of the house and entered. They ransacked the kitchen area. As far as I know, they got away with a bottle that the couple had been saving 20 pence pieces on. May not have been a large amount, but the concern here, obviously, is, you know, if the couple had arrived back when they were in the house, God knows what would have happened. The consequence of what happened here is that this couple have been left shocked and living in that house now. They're fearful. And as well as all the residents there, you know, they're going to be asking serious questions, you know, about their own security. These people, the most vulnerable people in our society, you know, it's something that they don't need.
And as you say, it is disturbing that possibly this house was being washed, and once the occupants left, the thieves took their opportunity. So it's timely as well to remind people to check on their elderly family and neighbours.
The fact that it happened so early in the evening, you know, would certainly indicate that the house was being watched, or the movements of the couple were being watched. You know, and I would urge anyone who has elderly neighbours or knows of any elderly person living on their own, maybe check on them on a regular basis just to make sure that they're all right. Older people can be forgetful, maybe forget the locked doors, whatever, you know, and as I say, if these people are prepared to do that in broad daylight,